Gavrilik, who's unmarked as he streaks away into an open goal.
Hit the boundary line.
Oh, the post is broken. Matthews hit it.
Boy, oh boy, wow, wee. He shoots towards goal. What more can you say?
Hello, welcome. We've got the Herald Sun Footy Podcast Summer Edition. Very, very special. I've got Michael Warner here. I know cricket's on the telly, Michael, and tennis is allegedly going to happen if our friends get out of quarantine at all. But football never sleeps.
No, it doesn't.
How do I know that?
Good to see you, Scotty. For the first time I've seen you in the office in over a year.
Two in a row. There's no one else here other than you and me.
They were strange times last year, weren't they, COVID? Strange. And let's hope
I think March
that
was
COVID
the last time
goes
I was here.
Away. I'm not convinced it will.
Well, it's good to do a podcast with you rather than via Zoom in backyards. So we're taking this as a positive. Now, a bit's happening, Michael, in our downtime. Now, didn't you tell me Graham Wright was retiring from Hawthorn? Didn't he have a party to retire?
It's a great get by Collingwood. Let's say that straight off the top. They had a shocking finish, didn't they, to last year with that loss to Geelong. After that, incredible win for West Coast.
Well, I think their trade period may have
that's where the trouble lay. And to get Graham Wright, there were whispers before Christmas that Graham Wright was gettable. But what Collingwood was telling us was that either Nick Maxwell or Guy Wagner, I think it is.
Yes, James Wagner. He's a footballer. Marcus Wagner.
Marcus was in for the job. But this is a coup for Collingwood and for
what
Eddie.
What I will say about your mate Ed, who, God love him, is bowing out finally.
Sort of.
Ex-Collingwood players or Collingwood people, they come back, don't they? It's a lure. I don't know what it is. We all hear it's the best club in town, all that, but a lot of clubs have caught up to them. But still, there is this allure that they all want to come back. And Graham Wright, if your man Jeff Kennett and others had said, oh, I've had enough, I'm going to wind it up, he'd been at Hawthorn, in various roles for a while.
14 years.
14
and
years.
A very successful era.
And they had a function, I believe, Michael, where they said, Graham, thanks. You've been an outstanding citizen.
Yeah, well, he told them before Christmas he was retiring. And seeking greener pastures or a change.
But retiring
but
means
thing
I'm
was never
not going to do it somewhere
but
else.
When you think about it, Graham didn't necessarily have to tell them if Collingwood had approached. But when did your mate, Jeff Walsh, depart?
That was the week after
the
it
debacle.
All blew up.
So December,
but
wasn't
it wasn't
November.
Related.
Anyway,
of course, Mike.
Either way, let's boil it down. It's a huge get for
it's
Collingwood.
A good get.
And it's a bad loss for Hawthorn, who you worry about a little bit, who won all those premierships. But,
Clarko's on an island by himself almost now. He's lost Fagan.
He's got Jeff. Thankfully that Kennett's gone another 3 years.
You've still got to explain to me how he's still present. Because every time I listen to something he said...
Thank God he's president.
In my head it was, you won't hear from me, and that was not quite true. And then it was like, you can overstay your welcome, I'm only doing another term because they need me. Then I covered on Zoom their GM, Michael. I was doing the hard yards in December, unlike you on the golf course wherever you were.
I wish.
And Jeff said, oh, by the way, I'm going for three more.
For COVID reasons.
COVID reasons now.
Which was surprising that I personally...
Three more.
Well, they got to steer the ship through, which was why it was surprising that Peter Gordon, your man at the Bulldogs, decided to pull the pin.
Well, he saved the club.
And your other man, Colin Carter,
because
you do have two clubs, at Geelong has decided to pull the pin, and Eddie's pulled the pin. So it's good that we'll have Jeff around for another 3 years.
We need Jeff. We love Jeff, but... Very funny.
Particularly with this AFL review, which we can talk about later on.
Well,
that
just
Andrew
quickly
Pridham's
on
pushing.
Hawthorn. So he's lost Fagan and Wright.
And Evans.
Three Wright close henchmen who could... We love Clarko. He's a genius, best coach in the land. But you've got to have an element of control because he can... coaches do like to control everything and you need good, strong people by their side. And now Sam Mitchell, that's a bit different. Sam Mitchell's going to do the VFL. That's good for his own coaching. Who's going to be – who's saying, Clarko,
boss,
that's a silly idea?
Well, they've set up a subcommittee, and that's the way I like good governance, Scotty, as you know, and they'll find one. But as Essendon found out, there's few and far between available football bosses out there. They've ended up going for Josh Marnie. who
was
sort of demoted.
He was having some issues at Melbourne, and then gets promoted
at
another
Richardson
club.
Had been demoted at Richmond, and they took
He's
him.
He's shocked,
so,
found a role but there's at the plenty AFL, of, Michael. That's
has
another
he?
Shock.
Has
That's
he?
Another shock.
That's a surprise. But I think that they'll find the right man, and Clarko will rebuild that team.
Clarko's got a big job on his hands. He's losing.
But there's a lot
soldiers.
Of clubs with big jobs on their hands.
Richmond's got a big job. Who would have thought the greatest team since 2016 when there was a better team has a job on its hand when it's just trotted in another premiership? Now, Damien Hardwick, things happen in life, we get it, but not even, I mean, Trent Cotchin's wife putting something on Instagram, it's messy. I don't care
Definitely
how you
messy.
Parcel it up.
Definitely messy.
It's a stretch. I mean, it is January and he has a close relationship with those players and it's a big stretch to say in September it's still going to be an issue, but it's a challenge.
Well, he
it's
said himself he's a public person and therefore he accepts it's a story.
Yeah, and it is, and
there,
we understand
There's
that.
The extremes. Kane Corns has said that it, he, you know, could divide the dynasty, blow up the club. And then there's others at the other spectrum
who say
the
Cotchin thing interests me. Clearly, Cotchin, the captain, and his wife are in Mrs. Hardwick, and that's fine. They're close friends. We get it. But that's got to be awkward. I don't know whether it divides. It's awkward.
Yeah, it is. And there will be sections of the our industry who will go after the club and Hardwick.
What's going to be annoying for him is, say you lose a couple of games, it'll be because Dimmer broke up with you. That's the thing that's going to hang over you.
So is the spectre of the what the AFL did with Lethlean and Simkus. Well, that people will say...
I can see the distinction. And I think your club was very quick. The lady who he's now with doesn't work under him, does she?
No, but she does work for the club. It's an issue. There's no doubt. I'm not
one
of these who say
to...
it's completely no one's issue. But it is your word is right, messy.
Yeah.
And a few wins might help early. But
you've got to be honest. I mean, Sydney Stack out of the clink. Yeah, where's Sydney?
Well, that was a disgrace, wasn't it?
Why
who
was he in
the
clink
other
for so long?
Australian that you know of who had a COVID breach who went to prison for 3 weeks?
No, I don't. And normally the AFL clubs, yeah, they can wink, wink, nudge, nudge. They do have a bit of pull. They look after their own.
Well, Western Australia, actually, WA, it looms as a problem again this year.
Really?
Well, you think about it. We've got to
Where's
play game.
Where's 0-0-0?
No, but how will the Western Australian government allow the Eagles and Dockers to play games and teams flying in and flying out? Have we actually had a green light on that yet, Scotty?
We're getting very close. I mean, we're zero cases. If we get through the tennis, touch wood, what could Mark McGowan say? How, if he still has his borders quarantining or something by the end of March and we still haven't had another outbreak and a vaccine's close, they potentially might have to hub over here.
Well, they've got he has a 98% approval rating for a reason because
he's done well.
But I just don't think this idea that the season is going to go 23 rounds and finals without some sort of COVID chaos. I think we're misguided. And so, that's why really the AFL announced 6 rounds only.
No, I appreciate that. But they'd have to
be agile. Scotty, to borrow a...
They'd have to pivot over here, wouldn't they?
Pivot is another...
The Eagles and Dockers have to suck it up and come and just live here.
Well, if they do, they have to have a better attitude than last year.
Well, it cost the Eagles probably their season. Dockers probably helped them a bit.
Well,
they
actually,
learned a bit.
I'm bullish on the Dockers. I know it's completely off track, but...
No, I like where you're taking...
Of all the 18 teams, I like the way... Just the rebuild, the people
him.
You talk to,
yeah,
the
I'm
characters.
I'm bullish about Sydney too.
Yeah,
I reckon their kids are very good.
And you throw Buddy in after a year off.
Buddy,
I'd love to see a swan
off, whatever.
Song for Buddy.
No, I agree with Freeman.
Anyway, we
okay,
digress.
So
what the AFL want is a fly-in, fly-out model, where you basically have these bubbles. You get into Perth, you play the game, you get on the plane, you leave.
All right, fly in the morning,
fly
or the night.
So the day,
no staying.
I don't think there'll be any staying. I can't see how there will be, unless things lighten up, but. Don't you get the feeling that COVID is not exactly okay? We got a vaccine, and it's all going to be
rushing away.
I think this is a 4-year
really
cycle. Personally,
So we're not talking Gold Coast hubs again.
No, but that's possible, and there are contingencies for that. If there was, don't forget we've got winter coming. I was starting to count
how many people were going to come. Like you had your calculator out yesterday. You were going to get 50 to round one, was it? Carlton, Richmond.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Kennett's point is that if the Victorian government has, his word was abandon its elimination strategy to risk having the tennis tournament, that we should adopt the same risk. Well, at the MCG. Sense. So Richmond's got two flags to unfurl. It'd be a shame if there was only 100 people there, Scotty.
Well, what do you well, is it 50% capacity?
50 would be a stretch, I would think.
Really? Well, the cricket did well.
Well, that was 30,000.
And we've improved since then.
Went backwards after the cricket.
There was a little contract tracing, but we seem to get on top of that. I thought that was well handled. All the punters in this bay go and get a test. I know a mate's son actually had to go and do it. That was interesting.
What do you have to do?
Well, he was in that section of bays where the person was, so they went and had a test.
Have you had a corona
test? I actually haven't.
No, I haven't.
I'm very sensitive nostrils. Seriously.
I'm sure if you were asked to have one, you'd
No, I'm not. I'm not running down the street to have one, but if I have to, we'll go down that. Now, while I've got you excited about January champions, you have plenty of Richmond. What was that big, tall guy, the forward that never played a game?
Callum Coleman-Jones.
No, he's still in the league. He's Quebec.
Oh, what do you mean?
He?
What are you saying?
A couple of years ago.
Troy Taylor? No.
No.
Oh, my man. Yes. He was a defender, wasn't he?
He was a big, tall ruckman.
Liam McBean.
Yeah, McBean was a January champion. Well, North have unleashed another cracker.
Good.
Phoenix Spicer.
Good name.
So the punters have had a little match sim. Cameras have caught him. And he looks all right. Pick number 42, little Indigenous kid from Adelaide. He is our early January champion.
Good. Well, we need those. Have we got a NAB Cup, whatever it is this year?
Yeah, there's some sort of country NAB thing going on. They play, I want to say, 2 games over 3 weeks. It's a reduced sort of little thing.
Well, the one I'm interested in is your boy, the number one draft pick, the new Buddy Franklin.
Oh, Buddy Franklin, yeah. The hyphen.
Do you think his body is ready to play football?
Of course, he's 50 goals.
Oh, 50 goals.
Oh, maybe 35 and Norton kicks 65 and Treloar has averaged 40 disposals a game. Yeah, the Bulldogs are looking okay.
Looking very good.
I think they're very, very, very...
But tell me about this number one pick. Honestly, do you think footy fans can expect to see, or is his body...
I think he's... Well, you've got to take into account, obviously, the... Not the COVID hurt these kids. They didn't play or train, did they? Mm. So even if he's as good as he says, you got to protect him physically. But, I mean, you know, Sam Walsh, a few others have shown, you can go straight in if you're good enough.
Mm.
And tall forward like that, he looks the pick. Right. Jamara Ugal-Hagen, we're talking about. Like, how good's he?
Can you explain to me how... The Bulldogs got him and not the Adelaide Crows.
Geelong's the one who in more mourning.
Why is that?
Because they had the zones. Warrnambool was in the Geelong Falcons zone until the great Mick Turner, God love him, they rejigged it and Warrnambool went to Ballarat, which is the Bulldog zone. Jamara lives in Warrnambool, superstar. So a couple of years ago, he would have been going to Geelong on this academy thing. So don't worry about Adelaide being upset. But Geelong are the ones in mourning.
But we should all be in mourning because academies are ridiculous.
I mean,
why do we have these Victorian kids having...
It was set up Victorian with good intentions, I think.
No, it wasn't. It was set up because Victorian clubs sooked about Isaac Heaney and these Sydney academies. So they lobbied the AFL to this ridiculous situation. We have academies in... Victoria is an academy.
Well, sort of,
the TAC Cup is an academy.
Because Jamara wasn't exactly a kid who was going to play another sport, and he's always played footy. He's just a normal country kid.
But anyway, hopefully that part of the system gets blown up.
Are you going to fix the rookie draft? Can we briefly talk about that? It's a draft for 38-year-olds. The rookie draft, when I first started kicking around, made sense. Kids who missed out. Given a lifeline, you got to earn your game. You're not automatically in the seniors. You got to get promoted.
Mm.
everyone knew what it was all about. It wasn't about a salary cap dump. It wasn't about... It was you give blokes who thought they were no chance a chance.
And you've hit the nail on the head, salary cap dump. Because what it really is if you look at the deal that the AFL... And well done to the players. And I've always been a... Players deserve the most money. I think it's obscene...
Got no problem with that.
..that Dustin Martin... could earn like 1.2 million, and in his last year, Dimitri was earning 3.8 million.
It's
and who knows what Gil's earning, because it's a secret.
Yeah, well, you caused that. You single-handedly caused that.
That's what, the secret? No.
Yeah, you forced them to hide all this stuff. Because you were relentless.
But the point is, why are the best AFL players earning four times less than the administrator? The same money, by the way, that Dusty would be earning is what Carey got in the 90s.
Yeah, and I agree
that
with that.
In Cuda.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
But I digress. Because the deal that the AFLPA did with the AFL at the end of the year equated to a 3.5% pay cut. And the way they did that was things like you've just said there with this new rookie draft, rookie rule. There was the back ending of contracts. So 3.5%, which is a great result for the players, and I'm not having a go at them, but the clubs got 35%. So you've lost doctors and coaches.
Yes.
Is that unbalanced?
Yes.
It's why there is some angst within clubs. Not all clubs, because as we know, a lot of clubs would never do anything to upset head office.
Well, they can't. They're on the gravy train.
That's the system that they've created. But there is angst, and I think that point that you make about the rookie draft is a good example Now, we know that the 35% cuts were made at the height of the COVID thing. So we thought the world was going to blow up financially. But in the end, it wasn't as bad.
No, the clubs came out of it okay.
So why don't we review that?
So you want more... Oh, there was a lot of fat in clubs in the AFL staff force.
That might be the reason.
Let's be honest. There was a lot of blokes carrying... You know, my suitcase there, and I could have probably done it.
The Essendon photo, remember, with the laptop.
Data analysis who are analysing the bloke next to him, and then we're passing it on to some other bloke who passed the cut.
So the cuts do come.
I think the cuts are warranted, but they were.
They were severe compared to what the players got.
Yeah, anyway. And I'm happy with the players getting all the money. We've got no issues.
But it all stems into a. You know, I think COVID and footy is—it's still a bit of a mess this year. And
so I hope we get through.
I'm positive. It's far better situation than we were last year. But I just think that this will be another. It won't be like 2019.
I can't remember 2019. Well, what happened then? You won the flag, did you?
But it was a free year.
Crowds. And, what about this review that we're hearing? What, in all honesty, would it potentially mean? Is it something the punter will care about?
They should care about it, but it's a bit dry, so they probably won't. But
who's going to do it? Is it going to not be?
Well, who's going to do it is very
important.
They're
not going to do a review of themselves, by themselves.
They wanted to do that as a compromise position.
AFL clubs are very good at that, and so is the AFL.
Yeah, but the last time we had a review of the AFL was in 1993, a guy called David Crawford.
Crawford Report, absolutely.
Yes, which actually didn't help because the clubs pushed for it. But all it did was reinforce the commission's power.
Okay, yeah.
They got rid of the old VFL board of directors, if you remember.
So what's the modus operandi of this? Or what are we trying to achieve? The angry clubs aren't happy.
It's all about good governance. You know, as I said before, you want to know where the money goes.
Well, the league's brought their own
football. Do we do enough to protect grassroots football?
Don't tell me it's about Tasmania.
But why is it acceptable that the state of football in Tasmania, Scott?
No, I don't agree with that. I agree Tassie should get a look.
No, I'm not talking about a team. I'm talking about grassroots football, country football.
Oh, no, that needs to be fixed. That needs more money.
Footy in Canberra, for example, was 20 years ago the number one coach, bigger
James
than rugby.
Hurt came from there.
Exactly. Pick 9 or something. But beyond James Hurt, it's now the fourth sport. Why is that? So I think they're some of those more boring issues.
More money in that, I would, every day of the week.
That is the game. Then it goes to the commission itself. Have we got the right model? Do we need a system like in the NFL in America where you just have a commissioner, man Goodall?
He does a very good job. That's a big call. But these are private owners, though, isn't it, over there?
Yeah, but what they're saying
is,
let's look at the system.
Do you want one bloke controlling everything?
I'm not saying another example, the EPL, for example,
yes,
where there's a body that looks after the APL, and there is a separate body that looks after the sports health per se, the national team,
okay,
grassroots, so that you don't have a conflict. So all these options can be looked. Now it's dry, but it's important.
No, I'm interested,
and I think that Andrew Pridham, who's pushing it, has far more support than
we think.
Than you being letting known. And if a majority of clubs want something, this is the other thing that people forget. It's actually the clubs who own the AFL, who are the shareholders of the AFL. It's not the AFL Commission. They work at the pleasure of the club.
The pleasure.
But I think that's been lost.
I like
Scotland.
This. No, I'm with it. Now, a few obvious questions for a few other club fans who want to know your theories on. Well, Charles Curnow, I mean, Sard and Williams, great recruits, Carlton, leg speed, exciting. But I keep reading little snippets, Charlie. Like, they're not thinking he's going to play till what? What are we doing? April, May, June again? Or is that? Have I missed something?
No.
I know he re-injured himself.
Anyone who says they've actually looked at the knee...
He's worried.
It just looks... Yeah, it's got the big scars and it's a... Is it a cracked kneecap? Is that basically what we're dealing with here that keeps opening up?
So it just needs... Oh, okay. It just keeps healing and then reopening.
Yeah. Look, I don't know the details, but what a shame because... that day at the G, did he kick 7 against Collingwood and took about 5 hangers? And
what about
Carlton
them?
Will be good.
Oh, I like them. I think they've got
finals.
Yeah, I've got a few in the finals. Unfortunately,
So you've got Carlton. So who's falling out then? If you've
You need to tell me who finished in the 8. there's a few.
The Bulldogs finished in the 8 last year. Sorry,
of course we did.
All right,
we were
they're in.
Oh, well, yeah, St Kilda has to back up a good year.
Oh, they will.
Okay.
Yeah, they've recruited
Port Adelaide will.
Definitely.
West Coast will be better if they don't... I'm okay with Collingwood. I know they lost
you've got 10 teams in the
eight. Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to tell our listeners out
there. Bombers? Well,
no. They could start now. All right, let's go to the pointing end. Joe Danaher, in a shock move, left Essendon. Brisbane. On paper, it just works. But Eric the Eel, Hipgood, what happens to him? They're the same player. I mean, Joe's a bit bigger and probably better.
He can't play both in the forward line, can he? Could you?
Well,
can he?
Jay can't play Joe as a ruckman, nor would you want him.
No.
So it's a good dilemma to have. I mean, the kid wanted to go there to resurrect his career.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's a negative, but it has to be a watch this space how it works.
Yeah. Can't see them both playing deep in the same forward line, but who knows? It's a good problem to have.
No, they're going to be very good. So there's another team. They're not dropping anywhere.
No. They may well go.
And what about your Cats? Way. They're not going to go anywhere.
Well, they've recruited spectacularly, haven't they? But
they've got
Higgins.
What if Hawkins and Cameron make
Smith,
it work?
And your man. Cameron.
Higgins and Smith, I get it. You know, Gazza retired.
You get it. It's gold.
I know, but, I mean, they've got to play their kids too. They've got to find a way.
Why do they have to play their kids?
Well,
because it's an all-in.
I know it's all chips in, but it was a bit chips in this year in a sense. And they did get to the GF until your man turned it on for half an hour.
Hmm. I think it was more than, to be fair, I think it was more than just one man.
Who else? No one else got a kick. Floston was sooking on the bench.
Talk to me when you've watched the replay 15 times about...
No, I know what you mean, but you get my point.
Yeah. Geelong are all in, absolutely. But I think they're always all in. They're sort
they
of
are
a
bit, but...
When's the cliff going to come for Geelong, if ever?
Oh, they're geniuses, but that's my point about they've got good kids, but you've got to play them. Like, if they're 10...
Who are their good kids?
Well, you don't know. You haven't seen enough of them. Oh, Clark's got to play, and he will. He had injuries. He needs to play. He brings leg speed. Narkle's a good player. He was nearly out. Constable would be a good player. He won't get a game.
There's a few kids in that team. Anyway, they'll be right up there. So you've now got 12 teams in there.
I don't know who's
who won't make it.
Essendon, Kangaroos,
Gold
Adelaide.
Coast.
Gold Coast will be better.
You think they could make it?
No, but they're better. So there's 4 guaranteed won't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Help me out with another one.
Melbourne?
Yeah, I think they might have...
Fremantle won't, but they're coming.
Yeah, okay.
They'll be thereabouts.
Melbourne's intriguing. What?
There's always a team that comes from somewhere.
What do we think about Melbourne?
Hawthorn's the other one.
Hawthorn won't make it.
Mm.
How do you find your mojo? I mean, he's under pressure.
That's a big
question. The coach. He's the first coach. So I know we don't like talking about this, and it is only January, but this is what the punters think about.
Who?
Goodwin's the man at the top of the list this year.
Is he? Yeah, he probably
is. Yeah, we do pressure index. We do all those hot, and Ralphie gets his burner out and puts it onto someone.
I don't know. I find
how do they get their mojo back?
That's hard to judge on COVID, to be honest. Like,
you know, you're wiping last year. I think a lot of people would like to.
Close to.
So that premiership didn't mean anything.
In terms of the negatives.
Okay, so you give Melbourne a free hit. So no, it's two.
Look, he's definitely under pressure, Goody, but.
They intrigue me because they recruited their defence on paper, again on paper. They recruited well. They've now got Ben Brown, who's a legitimate 60-goal forward every year except COVID year, and then he gets marched out of his club, which is still eye-opening.
He'll be a good pick-up, Ben Brown.
Yeah, exactly. So,
as long as they're playing for footy in Victoria.
And Petrarca did show he's legit.
Yep. So you think he's joined that top group yet?
I don't personally. No, but he's
knocking
at the
door
and he said, I'm next in.
Yeah.
Because I physically... Mentally, everything's dropped. He now knows he can walk onto a footy field and beat anyone and get the ball as many times. I mean,
interesting to see where the Chief puts him in his pre-season top 50, which is coming
Chief
up.
I
think you'll put him, because they're both Warrandyte, of course.
Well, he'll be in Inverloch as we speak, sunning himself, figuring that out.
Where is the Chief? We haven't seen him.
I think he's down that way somewhere.
Anyway.
Missing in action.
You know, I've always said this, I digress again, but Melbourne Football Club, until they have a home... They're going nowhere.
Well, they tried to build one in the car park of the MCG. I thought that was a bit ambitious.
Ambitious, but is there another sporting team in the world at a professional level that you can tell me that has
training and admin
are separated?
But yeah.
I don't think there would be one.
But they don't want to go all the way out to Casey, obviously.
No, they don't need to. They need to build.
Where are they going to build
There's a car park next door to the Melbourne Storms ground, a bitumen car park, right? You dig down, you put the car park under it, and you build on top of it, and then they can run
is
out onto
Gosh's. Is that part of Eddie's
Gosh's.
Little...
No.
It's not part of Eddie's, is it?
It's just an idea.
Okay.
And there's another place called Kevin Bartlett Reserve. Do you know where that is? It's
no.
Sort of... on the fringes of South Yarra as you come off Yarra Boulevard. There's a patch of land there. But I like the idea of them being in that Olympic precinct, Melbourne, and there's land there.
No, I agree with you. It doesn't work.
Have a home.
Now, your favourite time of the year, the AFLW, is about to kick in, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
You're across it. You're one of our leading reporters now that Lauren's not with us. She's having a little rest.
She's having a baby.
What a terrible start. I mean, Bridge Stack, that's sickening. We thank God she's okay, but it just highlights these girls. I've always said their physicality is just like, wow, they've got no fear. And unfortunately...
Technique.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Techniques like this happen, and she got hurt, head-eye tackle. First game of footy ever, putting her head over the ball. Thankfully, she's all right, but it does again raise... The injury toll of the women's game. Whoa. There's already been a couple of knees at training. I know injuries happen, but it's an issue.
Yeah, it is. A concussion's going to be a bigger issue, men and women, this year. But that, as you said, her very first game from Ireland, she's come out here with her husband. She's done 2 lots of 14-day quarantine. First contest, basically. It was a pretty crude... I know she went in head first, but it was a fairly crude... So technique is crucial.
Flawed, yeah. And Ebony Marinos is a gun of the comp, and she's gone directly to the tribunal. So that's generally, you're looking at two already, in my opinion.
Which is 10.
10.
Well, not quite 10, is it? But it's 6.
This tribunal hearing is going to be interesting this week. So anyway, we wish the women's game, it's going
to
be
a cracker. It again has got huge COVID problems. How do they... You know, that GWS team have been...
Well, they've been in Albury, haven't they?
They've been everywhere. And you just...
What are the Perth teams doing?
Sorry?
Well, have the Perth teams come over?
That's what I'm saying. It's a mess. And last year, they didn't get a premier. They just called the whole
That's right.
shebang off. So highly paid AFL executive are earning their money at the moment, Scotty, as they navigate.
Back, have they clocked in the office like you and I, or are they still just sunning themselves?
No, well, they're definitely on, but it's interesting, big bodies, corporate, government authorities and AFL, they're pretty keen to be seen to do the right thing and not be in the office. So I don't know if there's anyone at AFL HQ at the moment.
So
there certainly is here.
The most pressing problem for the AFL, you think all eyes would be, well, it's going to be on the tennis. If the tennis can get through, that's good for us. Is that how you'll read the situation?
Yes.
Regarding crowds, regarding the mentality around COVID.
And, you know, God forbid, the outbreak.
Oh, well, yeah. If we get out without an outbreak.
That we can't have. But
I think
right now we're looking good for crowds of 30, 40%. And fly in, fly out, depending on the situation with premiers. But it can change so fast, Scotty, as we know, a bit like the transition from the Richmond backline to the Richmond
front. Well, I was going to leave it because we do have to do our footy magazine this week. I think we're getting hammered about the deadline, Michael. And
are you writing for it?
Of course I am. You need to leave me with a print. Actually, it's a silly question. I won't even ask you. But you honestly believe, what is it? What are you going for? Three in a row?
Four out of five.
No problems for Richmond.
No, huge problems.
Huge
well,
problems.
Well, we haven't seen
well,
it.
Who were you playing? It's a better question.
No, Hawthorn didn't do it.
No one's done. Three's the bit.
Well, Hawthorn got four, but it was in a...
They had a gap.
They had a five-year gap, didn't they?
No such thing for you.
I think it's doable, but...
Who's your biggest challenger? Leave me on that note. Give me some hope that someone can challenge your team.
Port Adelaide.
Oh, Kenny.
Slash.
Campenown Ken.
West Coast. Great to see Campenown get that
contract. Got a couple extra years.
He's had to work hard with your mate,
played
David
him off the break.
Kosh.
Completely played him off the break. Would have got a few extra zeros.
Love their kids.
They're superstars.
Rosie, get him on the ball.
Superstar. Yeah, tick, tick, tick. Well done. All right, Michael
you?
Warner.
Apart from the Dogs.
Well, the Dogs are legitimately the only challenger.
No,
I wouldn't
truly.
Get up on Geelong because you just have to look at that team and go,
your other team,
where
fair
we?
Enough.
But that's it. All right, well, that was Herald Sun Footy's special podcast. We're going to have a few little special ones, my understanding, Michael.
We've got the Chief coming back in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
so
that'll be a bonanza. We'll clear the decks. That'll be an hour and a half edition because we'll get tales of his summer, which is always fun.
Where's he laying on Grather, is it?
Inverloch, I believe, is where he runs the show.
All right, we'll
but no, we
out.
Don't hear much of him till he returns. So hope you enjoy listening and just keep looking at heraldsun.com.au for everything you need for AFL footy.